Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Solopreneur. Here is a number that should stop you cold, 7.1%. That is headline inflation running on a three-month annualized basis right now, according to Darius Dale of 42 Macro. And the Fed funds rate is sitting approximately two hikes below neutral, not two cuts above it. Below. That means current policy is already loose, relative to where neutral has moved. If you built any fintech product on a cutting cycle assumption in the last 18 months, you are carrying unmodeled cost of capital risk today. That is the lead. Let me explain the mechanism, because it matters for how you run your business. Dale uses what is called an IS curve methodology over a five-year forward horizon. The market-implied neutral rate now sits roughly two hikes above the effective Fed funds rate. The terminal rate on OIS derivatives is priced 36 basis points above the effective funds rate. That is not a hiking cycle prediction. It is a statement that the floor has already moved. Any BNPL product, embedded lending structure, revolving credit line, or variable APR consumer loan that was underwritten with flat to declining rate assumptions, is structurally mispriced right now. Building on that, here is what is driving the floor higher and why it is sticky. A capital expenditure is expected to hit $800 billion in 2026 and $1.2 trillion in 2027. That spending is creating a simultaneous demand shock across energy, compute, construction labor, and fixed income markets. As Dale put it, AI companies are executing drive-by debt deals in the tens of billions, and they are competing directly with fintech issuers for the same fixed income investor base. That widens credit spreads for everyone who is not a hyperscaler at exactly the moment when warehouse line pricing on SOFR plus structures is already moving up. The practical action here is not complicated. Re-underwrite your unit economics against a plus 25 basis point and plus 50 basis point scenario before Q3. If your contribution margin on embedded lending or BNPL turns negative at Fed funds above 5%, that is a product architecture problem, not a hedging problem. Do not wait for warehouse line renewal to find this out. Now let us talk about the consumer side of the ledger, because the cost of capital story only gets harder when you layer in what is happening to repayment capacity. Ted Oakley of Oxbow Advisors, running over $2.5 billion in assets under management, reported on Kitco News that credit card delinquency rates are currently at the same level as the Great Financial Crisis. Auto loan delinquencies are running times above asterisk GFC levels. Let that land. This is not a leading indicator. This is not a stress test scenario. This is the base case, happening now. Oakley also noted that U.S. consumers are spending more than they are earning by a fairly wide margin. Early behavioral signals, subscription cancellations, reduced restaurant spend, confirm the beginning of a broader pullback cycle. If you are in consumer lending, earned wage access, BNPL, or any product touching consumer credit capacity, benchmarking your default rates against 2021 through 2023 cohorts is no longer defensible. Those vintages were underwritten in a zero-rate, stimulus-supported environment. Your current book is seasoning into a GFC-level delinquency regime. If you are still citing 2023 loss curves in investor materials, you are presenting a misleading picture of your unit economics. More importantly, there is a competitive opportunity hiding inside this pain. The Wall Street consensus that the consumer is healthy is disconnecting from the empirical delinquency data. Founders who build explicitly for credit-stressed consumers right now have a widening addressable market that incumbents are systematically underserving. Restructuring tools, income-smoothing products, credit builder rails with realistic default buffers. These categories have tailwinds that the legacy risk models have not caught up to yet. Let me pivot to something that sounds unrelated but has a direct structural parallel to your business. The launch of TrumpRx.gov, powered by Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drugs platform, lists over 600 generic medications at actual acquisition cost plus a fixed 15% markup. Amazon Pharmacy, and GoodRx are also integrated as discount providers. Here is why this matters if you are building in health benefits, HSA or FSA, fintech or consumer health wallets. Cost Plus Drugs just created a publicly visible cost basis floor for generic drug pricing. For the first time, there is a calculable benchmark against which opaque pharmacy benefit manager pricing will be compared, at scale, with a government URL behind it. The volume flywheel Cuban described is structurally identical to interchange optimization in payment networks. Higher referral volume reduces acquisition cost, which reduces consumer price, which drives more volume. This is the pharmaceutical equivalent of what open banking did to black box bank fee structures. If you are building benefits-adjacent fintech, scope a price transparency module against the Cost Plus Drugs catalog now, before incumbent PBMs build their own transparency layer and claim the narrative first. On the regulatory side, two items require immediate action. First, Kevin Warsh is the incoming Fed chair, and his personal anchor inflation metric is trimmed mean CPI. That metric is currently tracking at 3.4% on a three-month annualized basis, above the six-month rate of 3.2% and above the year-over-year rate of 2.9%. The trend is accelerating, not decelerating. Separately, Dr. Arthur Laffer noted on Thoughtful Money that it will take 1 year to 1.5 years before Warsh achieves coordinated control of the FOMC board, meaning the transition itself carries policy uncertainty risk. The translation is direct. Remove any rate-cutting assumption from your production risk models, credit pricing engines, and investor financial models through the end of 2026. Money market sweep accounts, yield-bearing wallets, savings APIs, model them against no cuts or plus 50 basis points. Do not lock long-duration rates on fixed embedded lending at current spreads. Second, Dale flagged that 42 Macro has been on record predicting a higher, layoff-lower dynamic from AI automation, and it is expected to accelerate. The anticipated political responses include nationwide wealth taxes and heavy regulatory intervention targeting AI-driven labor displacement. If you are building in payroll, gig economy payments, or earned wage access, this is a 2026 legislative session risk, not a 2028 problem. You need a designated compliance owner tracking proposed AI labor regulation in real time, starting now. One more item that is time-sensitive. The One Big Beautiful Bill makes the corporate tax rate reduction permanent and includes 100% immediate expensing of capital investments. If you are selling to CFO or finance function buyers, embedded treasury, accounts payable, capital-qualifying fintech infrastructure, the 100% expensing provision changes the ROI calculation for technology purchases minted in this fiscal year. That is a near-term closing argument for enterprise sales teams. This lever disappears when the tax year closes, so use it now. Quick win before you close your laptop today. Pull your BNPL or embedded lending products contribution margin model and run it at Fed funds of 5.25% and 5.5%. If the margin goes negative at either scenario, that is your most important product meeting of the quarter. Schedule it before end of business Friday. Thanks for spending time with your FinTech Briefing today. That is your FinTech Briefing for Solopreneur. A lot moved in the macro picture this week, and the founders who reprice their assumptions now will be in a very different position than those who wait for the market to force it. Come back tomorrow for the next one. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.